for the media tour. The jet was stocked with my favorite champagne, Kim's favorite snacks, and all of our favorite blankets and movies. Fabulous. Our show is the most watched series in E! History, and by the end of 2010, Kim would be among the world's most searched people on the internet. Her Twitter account, with almost 10 million followers as of this writing, would be among the 5 most followed in the world, along with those of President Barack Obama and Lady Gaga. And Kim would be named one of People magazine's most beautiful people. As for me, I'm a unique combination of mother and manager. I've actually trademarked the term momager, which is what I am. I spend endless 18-hour days creating, nurturing, and juggling the insanely busy careers, endless personal appearances, and business enterprises of my 6 children, Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Rob, Kendall, and Kylie, my husband Bruce Jenner, my son-in-law Lamar Odom, and myself. Some of the many hats I wear include those of producer, creator, and star of our reality television series for E!, from which we have launched 3 spin-off hit television series. There are brand endorsements to run, along with our own clothing lines, including the Kardashian collection for Sears. I also oversee several businesses, such as our skincare line Perfect Skin, our diet and nutrition supplement business Quick Trim, the fragrances Kim Kardashian and Kim Kardashian Gold, and Reflection, along with Chloe and Lamar's fragrance Unbreakable. Oh, and did I mention I have my own clothing line launching on QVC this fall, the Kris Jenner collection? And I finally launched my very own blog, officialkrisjenner.com. My favorite hat, though, will always be mom. In the midst of our media blitz through Europe, Kim and I were still a mother and daughter in Paris, and I kept insisting that we see the city. We're in Europe, and we must do things that are really special, I told her. We can't come all this way and not do a little sightseeing. We have to remember to always experience life and live it to the fullest. So I arranged a special trip to see the Mona Lisa at the Louvre. We awoke that morning with a special surprise planned by the general manager of the famous Ritz Hotel, Omer Akar. Before you visit our beautiful Louvre, I've planned something truly spectacular that I know you'll both love, he told us. As Kim and I left our luxurious suite, we were escorted to another floor at the Ritz. The next thing I knew, we were inside the suite where Coco Chanel lived until her death in 1971. We had been taken to Azadine Alaïa's atelier with him in the trendy Marais district. Now to be in Madame Chanel's suite? Kim and I were pinching ourselves. As we exited the Ritz, I sadly remember the last picture the world saw of Princess Diana before her fatal car accident in the exact place where we were walking. Kim and I were taken aback by the blinding flash of dozens of photographers outside the hotel as uniformed security guards hurried us to a waiting Mercedes. The cameramen climbed onto their motor scooters as we drove off in the Mercedes, and with police escorts in front and behind, their sirens blaring, we raced the paparazzi to the Louvre. Arriving at the famous museum's pyramid, we were greeted by a team of escorts and security. They led us through private tunnels, up some stairs, then down some others. A door suddenly opened and we were standing behind a velvet rope, beyond which stood the world's most famous woman, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece of beauty and mystery, the Mona Lisa. Oh my God, pinch us again. The curator of the Louvre whispered in my ear, "We don't allow pictures with the Mona Lisa except on special occasions." Then she gave us the okay to take a picture or two, so Kim and I stood to the side of the velvet rope as a large crowd gathered, whispering our names and waving to us wildly. We took pictures alongside the famous painting as everyone else began taking pictures of us. Incredible. When we left through the same door we had entered, a crazy, chaotic crowd had gathered. It wasn't until we were ushered away from the Mona Lisa that I realized I was numb, floating. As I walked toward the car, my mind wandered back to 1978 when I stood in the exact same place, in the exact same city, on the other side of the same velvet rope, holding hands with my husband, Robert Kardashian. We were on our honeymoon, and I was a 22-year-old American Airlines flight attendant. I thought, who would have imagined that I would be back 30-some years later and this would be my life? I had come full circle. Now, the road I had traveled was nothing I had ever expected or planned.